This coming Tuesday morning, Dr. Evie Nuhulavone, chairperson and 100th member of the Citizens' Assembly on Biodiversity Loss, will be before the Oireachtas Committee on Environment and Climate Action to talk about the report, which was published last April. You may recall that the Assembly, which is made up of 99 people randomly selected to form a representative group of Irish society, voted on over 150 recommendations which they'd like the Irish government to enact as a way of urgently tackling nature loss. And at the time of the publication of the report, Dr. Nuhulavone said it was a call to action. Well, she came in to give an update on what has been going on since the report was published.
So since then, I have been giving a lot of presentations to policymakers, to state agencies and various groups like CHOGUSC, like the EPA Water Conference, like the Sustainable Tourism Working Group at the Department of Tourism. The Citizens Assembly on Biodiversity Loss recommended that all local authorities have a biodiversity officer. And as of now, 25 posts have been created and there's six more to go. So things like that are very heartening. And it's great to see that so much action is being taken. People aren't waiting for the Citizens Assembly report to be rubber stamped. They're kind of taking initiatives that they can do themselves. But the next step now is that we'll formally present to the Oireachtas Joint Committee on Environment and Climate Action on Tuesday. The majority of the recommendations were really emphatically voted for. And so it's to really kind of encourage that action now. It's to make sure that there are structures and policies that support the good work that is ongoing by communities, by NGOs, by local authorities, by state agencies. So it's to make sure that in the background, our policymakers are making sure that that is all very well supported and resourced.
I presume you want funding as well, because where you have verbal commitments is one thing, but where you have funding, you usually get action.
One thing that the members of the Assembly kind of recommended was that the National Parks and Wildlife Service be funded and resourced so that they can enact the legislation that's already there. But it's also making sure that farmers are well resourced, so that the farmers who are doing excellent work actually to preserve their lands and the wildlife on their lands, as well as providing food for us, that they're rewarded. And you know, I've been listening to farmers on Countrywide, and some that are losing out on a grant because they already have ticked a box somewhere else. Payments should be for results, and that it shouldn't be capped necessarily. Like, if you're doing great work, that shouldn't be capped, it should be rewarded. You know, if we think about the fact that we had over 500 pristine rivers in the 1980s, and we now have 32. And if we think about the freshwater pearl mussel in Ireland, which is, you know, almost extinct in the rest of the world, we have it here, but it's in 67 sites. And 66 of those are now polluted. I'm from the shores of Lough Carra, and my family's fished for years on the Corrib. Health of the water is really important, not only to the people who use it and reuse it every day, but also to tourism and the economy. So it's urgent that we act on water. I mean, the European courts found Ireland again had failed to look after its specially protected areas. So yes, if we just actually enact and don't break our own laws. The members of the Citizens Assembly recommended that biodiversity be in a specific department with a ministerial role. Unfortunately, where it is at the moment, it's in the Department of Housing. Yes, the National Parks and Wildlife Services are also there, but the resourcing also needs to happen across departments for climate action, transport, for agriculture. It's to ensure that we have an independent agency that can kind of coordinate all of the work, and also coordinate the work that's been done by the voluntary groups and the NGOs. I mean, I found out about a group of volunteers who were looking after the native goat in Ireland. Do you know all the Tidy Towns groups, the groups that are looking after particular rivers, etc.? There's great stuff going on. Highlight it, celebrate it, coordinate it, and we need one agency to kind of oversee all that.
83% of the members voted in favour of a constitutional referendum to install the protection of biodiversity and nature into the Irish Constitution. Mm-hmm. Are you still hopeful that'll happen?
I'm hopeful that it will be considered, of course, because it was so emphatically voted on by the Citizens Assembly. I actually spoke at the UN as part of Mother Earth Day in April, and I was blown away by the amount of other countries that are already incorporating it into their laws and constitutions themselves. We've taken it for granted a lot in Ireland that nature will always be there for us to enjoy, but actually in the ways that we are acting right now, it may not be there for future generations. Before we get to something like considering a constitutional change, I think we can look look at the lower hanging fruit, which is enacting legislation we already have here. It's really important that we have dialogue, that we don't come from the extremes on this. And that was something that the Assembly did incredibly well, really measured, considered recommendations to go back to the Oireachtas that balance economy, society and nature. And I want to just emphasise that members here really recognise the core role farms and farming communities have in looking after nature and looking after the land. And with that, they want them to be properly supported and funded. Absolutely read the recommendations, see what there is that you might be able to do or that you might be able to support. I would also highly recommend people to emphasise that nature is important to you, environment is important to you, that you want to make sure that we have wildlife that sustains all that happens in our natural world, to make sure that we have fresh water, that we have healthy soil, so that we have healthy animals, so that we have healthy people. And whether it's building and planning laws, it's working with the school and actually encouraging that love of the outdoors and having outdoor learning and planting, etc. Everybody has a role to play and we can all play our part in that.
What was your overriding impression of the connection or not between what people think on the ground and what politicians are or are not doing when it comes to policy?
There was no difference between young people and old people caring about our natural world, caring about the environment. Just because you're from rural Ireland doesn't mean that you don't care. I think sometimes you care more because you understand the value of it and you're in touch with it every day. The conversations that are happening here and the recommendations that we see here really emphatically emphasise Irish people want to maintain their pride in their natural world, because we had voices from the community across farming, across peatlands, across the work in forestry, etc. And yes, differences of opinion, but that we can find a balance with it. That's what the Citizens' Assembly does really well. That's part of that deliberative democracy process.
Perhaps one of the biggest challenges and concerns amongst some farmers, particularly dairy farmers at the moment and in the last few months, has been the nitrates derogation. Do you understand that concern?
I absolutely do. Listen, I have 7 uncles who are farmers. You know, these aren't conversations that are foreign to me. But at the core of this, we have to admit failures in policies and in prior practices. The policies were pushing the maximisation of agricultural products. But farmers that were members of the Assembly and that spoke to the Assembly always said that farmers will follow policy and incentives, but they have to be structured there in the right way. So it will take change. That requires a lot of dialogue and it does require understanding. And I think it's really important to emphasise here that the Citizens' Assembly want farmers to have viable income, but that we value now not just the agricultural outputs, but also the really important ecosystem services that farmers cultivate. And they do that through looking after hedgerows, through making sure that the water is of good quality, because they need that good quality water too. It's making sure that we are optimising outputs within the environmental boundaries that we have. And hopefully we'll see a turnaround. Farmers problem solve every day in their work. They are problem solvers. So let's bring them in to how we can solve this problem. They're a key part of the solution. And if we protect our biodiversity, it actually mitigates the climate action damage. It's two sides of the same coin. And now it's just figuring out what are the best policies and structures we can put in place to do that.
Dr. Evie Nihulavon talking to me about the Citizens' Assembly on biodiversity loss. And if you want to read the report, it is on citizensassembly.ie.